This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. 1 year ago today, as church bells across Baton Rouge began to summon the faithful to worship.
Hey, 211.
Go
ahead. Can you send me a couple units that'll be quick on Airline and Old Hammond?
Moments later, another call to dispatch.
Smoke the guy with a rifle next to the building.
And less than a minute later, a tortured soul began enacting vengeance on Baton Rouge law enforcement officers.
Shot fired, officer down. Got a city officer down. Shot fired on Airline.
The Sunday morning peace shattered. Police raced to help as their radios kept erupting.
Shot fired, officer down behind the building. Unknown where the subject shoots from.
81's hit. 82's hit. Get EMS to us.
Less than 5 minutes later, the shooter was dead.
Scene is secure.
We are code 4 on Airline Highway.
But so were three noble officers.
Deputy Brad Garofalo died attempting to get a fallen Baton Rouge officer to render aid.
One of the officers who ran to this fight, Matthew Gerald, he spent his whole life serving this country and our city.
And Corporal Montrell Jackson.
A couple of days before this happened, I went and was talking to the guys trying to lift their spirits. Montrell ended up giving me a pep talk.
We still have Corporal Jackson's final Facebook post.
Please don't let hate infect your heart. If you see me and need a hug, I got you.
Stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. I will not let hate infect my heart.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.